In agricultural news, the United States and Canada have agreed to accept each other's standards for organic food, expanding opportunities for organic food trade. The deal will mean organic farmers and food processors certified by either the USDA's National Organic Program or the Canada Organic Product Regulation can market their food with organic labels in both countries without having to go through a second certification process. The U.S. organic market was worth $24.6 billion in 2008, up from $3.6 billion in 2007. The House Appropriations Committee has scheduled a markup session Thursday to finalize details of the fiscal year 2010 spending bill covering USDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. The committee's agriculture subcommittee approved the measure last week. In the case of USDA, the subcommittee approved $20.4 billion for 2010, a $2 billion boost from this year. The White House is seeking a new nominee to oversee the National Forests and Land Stewardship Program at the Agriculture Department following the withdrawal of Homer Wilkes. Wilkes withdrew his nomination for personal reasons. The Undersecretary's portfolio includes stewardship programs to help farmers and ranchers reduce erosion, protect water purity, and preserve wildlife habitat. Chemicals maker DuPont launched a counter-lawsuit against rival seed maker Monsanto Corporation on Tuesday to force the company to allow it to sell its own products with Monsanto's genetically modified soybeans. The lawsuit is the latest fight in the battle for the rights to new technologies in biotechnology that could be worth billions of dollars in sales. DuPont's suit, filed in the U.S. District Court in St. Louis, comes a month after Monsanto sued DuPont's Pioneer Hybrid International business, contending it had breached its license to market Roundup Ready soybean and corn seeds that are modified to be more tolerant of herbicides. And Smithfield Foods swung to a fourth quarter loss as tumbling prices plagued a hog production segment that was already stained with red ink. The world's largest pork processor and hog producer said it will cut its U.S. hog herd by an additional 3% on top of a 10% cut implemented in the past year. For the quarter ending May 3rd, Smithfield had losses of $78.8 million, or 55 cents a share, from year-earlier profits of $2.4 million, or 2 cents a share. Sales fell 0.6% to $2.85 billion. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.